in spite of the fluctuating temperatures, or maybe because of them, this is a beautiful time of year. It's a time when green and growing things appear again. Flowers will soon be blooming. I saw some daffodils this morning, giving color to sunny days. It's a time of change. It's also a time of change for us. Well into the fourth quarter, choir tour over, spring break behind us, blink twice and it'll be graduation day. This is a time when guidance is sought. And graduates are not the only ones who plan for the future and pray for guidance. All kinds of activities are being planned, many of them involving travel. We all need guidance many times in our lives. And so did the Apostle Paul and his little group of missionaries as they made their way across Asia Minor on his second missionary journey. And guidance is just what they received from none other than the Holy Spirit himself. We read in the 16th chapter this time of Acts, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Is that amazing or what? Here was the man whom Jesus had appeared to outside Damascus, the man whom God had blinded and given sight to at the same time. This was the man to whom God had sent Ananias to baptize him and to welcome him into the Lord's vineyard. God had said that Paul was to be a special messenger to carry his name before the Gentiles and their kings. The Lord had seemingly gone out of his way to make Paul his preacher. And now the Spirit is keeping him from preaching the word. Did you ever imagine that God would not want Paul to preach somewhere? Doesn't that same God want all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? Of course, now it is clear to us that it was not that God did not care about the people of Asia and Bithynia, but that he had something else in mind for his apostle Paul. So he prevented Paul from doing something that in itself would have been good. Sometimes the guidance of God comes in a negative way, doesn't it? Sometimes we might even be prevented from doing something otherwise good. When the apostles in Acts 6 said they could not wait on tables and continue their spiritual work too, they did not mean that waiting on tables was something bad. In fact, they wanted to provide for it. But their spiritual work prevented them from doing a thorough job of it. Sometimes following God's word prevents us from preaching the gospel here or there. For example, when it would mean joining together with those who split from the life-giving word, God says, "Don't compromise my word, even to preach the gospel." But even then, as with Paul, God has a positive purpose in such negative guidance, that the nations might receive an unmutilated Christ as their hope of salvation. Sometimes the guidance may not be through a prohibition of God's word, but through other means. Luke says that Paul went through Galatia and Phrygia since he was hindered from going into the province of Asia. But in the letter to the Galatians, he reminds them that it was in weakness that he first preached the gospel to them. Could it be that it was through an illness that God prevented Paul from going into Asia and then into Bithynia? When they finally got to Troas, Luke first includes himself in the party, and he was a doctor. And he says, "We got ready at once to leave for Macedonia." Can you imagine the perplexity that must have filled the group as they made their way westward through Asia Minor on the Lord's mission, and yet hindered on the right hand and on the left? But then in Troas came the call, and with it the realization. Luke says they concluded that God had called them to preach the gospel to the Macedonians. Are there times when you are confused by the way the Lord lets things happen in your life? Are there times when the things that we had envisioned for our lives are simply wiped away, and we are even prevented from doing something good? Then let us remember that we are not alone. God's apostles also faced times when they did not understand just what was going on. But looking to the cross and seeing how Christ redeemed the world, even though no one understood at the time, we will know that the Lord is still our shepherd and all is well. But is He leading to happiness? To personal fulfillment? Better than that. Luke says, we concluded that God had called us to preach the gospel. This is more than just finding personal satisfaction. This is finding joy in His kingdom coming. Joy in His will being done. This is joy that will not fade, but will continue to all eternity. God grant us all such guidance and such joy in the Spirit. Amen. Hymn 784. 784.